Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. In a time when likes, swipes, and emojis measure audience engagement, there's a series in Baltimore that employs an old-fashioned concept to draw people in. It's called Great Talk. The events promote public discourse by offering conversation with a purpose. The final talk for this season will take place Tuesday at Morgan State University. Into Music, The Lines, The Heat, The Business will feature a panel of musically savvy performers and producers. One of those speakers is with us today, classical pianist Susan Jong. Jong is also one of the masterminds behind The Concert Truck, a mobile concert hall that brings free classical music concerts to audiences in surprising locations like community center parking lots or playgrounds. Welcome to On the Record.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, catch us up on your background. You just completed graduate studies at Johns Hopkins Peabody Conservatory?
Yes. Yes, I've been studying there for 2 years with Mr. Boris Slutsky. Before that, I was in the University of South Carolina and also the Eastman School of Music, and I'm from Augusta, Georgia.
How did the idea to create the concert truck come about?
The idea actually came from my partner, Nick, who is also a pianist.
Nick Luby.
And he was traveling with his grandfather one summer. And along the way, they would stop at churches so that Nick could practice and keep his chops up. And when he did that, people would gather. They were very curious to see what was going on. And Nick thought it might be cool to have some kind of mobile concert venue where he could pique people's interest in the music that he plays. And so he pitched this idea to me, and I thought he was crazy. But then I actually watched this movie called Chef with Jon Favreau. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's about a professional chef who buys a food truck and quits his restaurant job and just travels across the country selling Cubano sandwiches. And that was something that I wanted to do, but with classical music. So
the concert truck is the musical version of a food truck.
Essentially, that's kind of how I conceived of it initially.
Help us envision this. So tell us how this works, this truck.
Sure. We took a 16-foot box truck, which was donated to us, and we basically carved a hole on the driver's side, and we put in doors that we had built. And so the doors open up, and inside there's a stage that's complete with lights, a nice floor, and curtains, and a piano where we both play.
So you pull this truck into some place, open the side of the truck, the doors swing out, voila, there is a performance stage.
Yes, exactly. All within 10 minutes, ideally.
All within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So what is the instrument that is there waiting on the stage?
So because we are traveling a lot, it would be, you know, my dream if we could put a wonderful acoustic in there, but for
piano,
acoustic piano. But for where we are right now, we can't really handle that. So we have something that is actually really quite wonderful. It's a very sophisticated digital hybrid piano that's made by Roland. It's called the GP607.
I don't know what a digital hybrid piano is.
So it's an electronic piano, but it uses a modeling technology. So with that, you can actually create a lot more nuance with the sound than you would with a normal digital piano.
Where are some of the places you have traveled with the concert truck?
So we originally launched in Columbia, South Carolina. We did about a five-day tour of the city. This was in 2016. And we went to several outdoor spaces, including just downtown areas and restaurants. We went to a homeless shelter. We went to several schools. And then since then, we have performed in the Baltimore, D.C. area. We've also been on a tour to Minnesota. We actually toured the entire state of Minnesota in a couple days in partnership with Minnesota Public Radio for their 50th anniversary. We've also been in Dayton, Ohio, where we partnered there with a radio station called Discover Classical. So we've been to several places.
On the Concert Truck's Facebook page, there are videos of performances in big city public squares, small playgrounds, parking lots, even a brewery. How do you decide where to go? Do you get invited?
Sometimes we get invited, and sometimes those things are arranged for us. We tend to target places that we feel like will have a lot of foot traffic, that we think a lot of people will be able to see it, but also places that don't have too much going on so that people will get a chance to experience the narrative of the pieces unfold from beginning to end.
So that people would have time to stop and spend some time with you.
Right, and so they're not too distracted by too much going on. So, for instance, a restaurant would be a great place because people would sit down and eat, and then they could enjoy these pieces in their entirety. We are also looking to get involved with Baltimore schools. I'm not totally sure what that's going to look like, but that is something on our list that we would like to see happen.
Do you let people know in advance that you're coming?
Sometimes. It depends. It depends on the kind of gig. Sometimes these things are arranged months in advance, and sometimes we just give guerrilla concerts.
Pop-up, literally.
Yeah.
Pop-up concerts. That's classical pianist Susan Zhang here on the record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Zhang will be a panelist Tuesday in the Great Talk discussion titled Into Music, The Lines, The Heat, The Business at Morgan State University. We're talking about Zhang's concert truck, a mobile concert hall that brings free classical music to public spaces. So most of the people that I see in the videos on your Facebook page, they didn't know they were going to have this experience. They just were open to it.
Right, yeah.
In one performance video, a half dozen little girls are into a game of tag right in front of the truck where you're playing a particularly intense piece. How do you feel about that? Does it distract you?
It can be. I think that all of my very intense conservatory training has prepared me for any distraction, that I can keep going and keep performing. So obviously we would love for people to sit and listen, but we also want people to feel comfortable in their listening process, whatever that might look like. So especially for children, I remember being a kid, and when I was forced to do something that required a lot of attention span and someone was making me sit there and not move at all, I tended to not like that thing that I was experiencing. So I think especially for kids, to have them be able to sort of do what they want with what we're offering them is important.
What do you hope audiences of the concert truck come away with?
So we see the concert truck as a bit of a social experiment. Nick and I both really love the music so much that we've essentially dedicated our lives to it. And we wanted to see if we could take it out of the hall and still sort of maintain the emotional power that it can have. And we wanted to see how people would react to it without all of that, and to see if they could relate to it in a different way. So I guess my hope would be that they could find a new comfort and familiarity with the music, as well as an excitement for the music.
So you've been at this, about a year and a half?
We started in 2016, so it's a little over 2 years, yeah.
Are you getting any answers to those questions? Do you think people are developing that familiarity, that comfort?
Yes and no. I think we still have a lot more prototyping to do, for sure. We need to experiment more with playing in different places. We have learned a lot about how we need to contextualize the music.
What does that mean?
So I think that with this music, considering that a lot of people maybe may have not heard it or have had experiences with it before, we feel like it's very important to introduce the music and speak about the music in a way that they can at least attach to it. And so that we found that has been a big piece in audience engagement, is being able to speak about the music in a way that they'll really be able to enjoy it.
What do you personally get from the performances?
Part of why I wanted to do Concert Truck was actually very selfish. I wanted to be able to travel and to meet new people, not in just a tour way, to actually be able to experience the cities and talk with the people from those cities. And I think that the Concert Truck enables that. It also enables conversations with people who are very different from me, who I may have never had the opportunity to speak with on any other occasion.
Give me an example of a conversation like that.
Sure. So in our first tour of Columbia, South Carolina, we were performing outdoors in an area called Five Points, and someone came down and came and sat down in front of us to listen to us. And I talked to him afterwards, and he was a total metalhead, could not have political or social views that were further than mine. But we both just had this love for music, and he actually was really into the music that I was playing. I think I played Stravinsky or something that was a little more metalhead friendly. So we were able to strike this conversation and this sense of mutual respect over this experience that we had together. So that was very gratifying for me. That was something that told me that there's something here and I need to continue doing this. It also, for me, I always look for fun ways to present classical music, so it sort of fulfills that need that I have.
Where to next for the concert track?
We are going to be doing a small tour down south. It's more of a thank you tour to the people who have previously donated to the concert truck. We will also be in Baltimore this summer. Nick has just recently moved here, so we're trying to sort of root ourselves here, and we want to say hello to the community in Baltimore. Most of those performances will probably be more of the pop-up style. We're looking at places like libraries and parks. And honestly, since we're more or less new to the area, I've been a student, so I haven't seen a lot of the city. We would love to hear from people about where they'd like to have us play.
Well, we will post your Facebook
yes.
page on our on the record page at WIPR,
yes.
so that will be a way people can be in touch. Thank you so much for talking to
You're
us.
You're welcome.
Classical pianist Susan Jong co-directs, with Nick Luby, the Concert Truck, a mobile concert hall that brings free classical music into public spaces. Jong will be a panelist for the Great Talk Series season closer on Tuesday evening, Into Music, The Lines, The Heat, The Business, a discussion about crossover between music cultures and genres, what makes some music hot or not, and the business that seems to rule it all. The panel will also include Lafayette Gilchrist, composer, jazz musician, and 2018 Baker Award recipient, musician and hip-hop producer Wendell Patrick, and as moderator, WIPR's Aaron Henkin, who with Patrick produces the Out of the Blocks radio series and podcast. The Great Talk starts at 7 p.m. Tuesday at Morgan State University's Student Center Theater at 1700 East Cold Spring Lane. We have links to information about the talk and the truck at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. After a break, a Stoop story on the record. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.